Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building and balancing a percussion layer from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. This is not about stuffing the beat with extra sounds. It's about creating motion, grit, and that forward-leaning shuffle that makes the groove feel alive. We're aiming for something that can sit in a DJ-friendly DNB context, tight, punchy, loopable, and flexible enough to work in a mix or as a tool section. Think 1994 jungle energy, but with enough control to hold up in a modern arrangement. First, set the scene. Open a new Ableton Live 12 project, and set the tempo to 170 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Create one audio track for your main breakbeat, one track for your percussion layer, and set up a short room reverb return and a delay return. If this is going to work as a DJ tool, keep the arrangement simple. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. Clear, functional, and easy to loop. Now choose your breakbeat foundation. You want a break with character. Dusty Amen style breaks, funky old school loop derivatives, anything with snare snap, ghost notes, and some mid-range bite will work beautifully. Drop it onto your main break track and warp it carefully. For breaks like this, try beats mode first. Keep the transients sharp, especially the snare. If the loop drifts a little, that's okay. In fact, that slight human looseness is part of the jungle feel. Don't overcorrect it into grid-perfect stiffness. Now we build the percussion layer on top. Here's the key mindset shift. Your percussion should complement the break, not compete with it. Start with just one source. A shaker loop or a closed hat pattern is often the best starting point. Then add one element at a time. If you're using samples in Drum Rack, load a few one-shots and program a simple 2-bar MIDI clip. Don't go crazy with constant 16ths everywhere. Jungle percussion works best when it leaves space and answers the break instead of choking it. Think in terms of function, not just sound. Ask yourself, is this sound a groove filler, a transition marker, a tension builder, or a transient enhancer for the break? That question keeps your decisions intentional. For the rhythm itself, aim for interaction. A nice jungle perk pattern might have closed hats landing on offbeats, but not every offbeat. A shaker can run in a loose 16th pattern with gaps. Rim shots or clicks can answer the snare with syncopated stabs. A ride fragment can appear only in transitions or at the end of a phrase. The idea is call and response. Let one sound speak, then let another reply. A really useful approach is to keep bar 1 more restrained, and let bar 2 open up a little more. For example, bar 1 could beat a light shaker pulse and sparse hat movement, while bar 2 adds an extra syncopated rim hit or a little fill into the next bar. That creates evolution without losing the loop. Velocity is huge here. If you're programming MIDI, use velocity to create accents and ghost notes. Strong hits might live around 90 to 110, ghost hits around 30 to 60, and the occasional surprise accent can go higher if needed. Old school realism comes from those little level variations. If every hit is identical, the groove starts to feel sequenced in a sterile way. Now let's do the first reedle balance check. Before any EQ or processing, set the raw levels. The main break is your anchor. Bring the percussion in about 10 to 14 dB lower than the break to start, then slowly raise it until you notice the groove getting fuller. A great test is this: mute the percussion. If the groove suddenly feels flatter, that means the layer is doing its job. If you can easily hear the percussion as a separate feature instead of just feeling its contribution, it's probably too loud. This is one of the most important old-school DNB lessons. Percussion should often be felt more than heard. Now clean it up with EQ8. High-pass the percussion to get it out of the way of the kick and bass. For hats and shakers, you might be high-passing somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. For congas or rims, maybe closer to 120 to 180 Hz. Then listen from mod around 250 to 500 Hz and reduce that if it starts building up. If the percussion is too sharp or harsh, tame the 6 to 10 kHz region a little. And if it's fighting the snare, especially in the upper mids, ease off around 2 to 5 kHz. The important thing here is frequency roll. A shaker may not feel loud on the meter, but if it lives too heavily in the 2 to 8 kHz zone, it can still dominate the mix. So always balance by frequency zone, not just by volume. Next, shape the attack and blew it slightly. If the percussion feels too soft or too raw, Drum Bus is a great tool. Add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, keep crunch subtle, and use the transient control to bring out a bit of bite if needed. Don't use boom on high percussion. That's not the goal here. You want a touch of density and edge, not a swollen top loop. If the percussion has wild peaks, a compressor can help. Aim for a gentle 2:1:4:1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and keep gain reduction light, around 1 to 3 dB. You're controlling it, not flattening it. Now bring in swing and micro timing. This is where the jungle feel really starts to breathe. Use the groove pool if needed and try a subtle swing groove, maybe around 20 to 45% on hats and shakers. Keep rim accents a little tighter. You can also nudge some shaker hits slightly late and place certain rim shots a hair early for tension. That tiny inconsistency is what makes the layer feel performed rather than pasted on. And check this in mono early. Seriously, if the percussion only feels good when it's wide, it's going to be fragile in a club mix. Collapse it to mono every so often and make sure the rhythm still reads. If the groove disappears in mono, the width is doing too much of the work. Now let's add stereo movement without losing the punch. Use utility to keep the low percussion focused and narrow the stereo width. If the sample is too wide, for high percussion, a width around 70 to 90% is often safer than full width. Autopan can add subtle motion to shakers or hats. Try a synced rate like half notes or quarter notes, with a low amount, maybe 10 to 25%. For dark DNB, keep the center solid. Don't over-widen everything just because you can. At this point, it's smart to group your percussion into a boss. Route all the percussion layers to a perc boss and process them together. A useful chain could be a Q8 first for cleanup, then drum boss for glue and tone, then a glue compressor for a little cohesion, maybe a subtle saturator for harmonic density, and finally utility, to keep the width under control. On the glue compressor, keep it subtle. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio around 2:1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want the bus to feel like one performance, not a pile of separate samples. Now let's talk space. Jungle percussion often uses space, but never in a sloppy way. A short room reverb on a return is usually enough to put rims and shakers in a believable environment. Keep the decay short, maybe 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Use a small amount of pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and cut the low end and some of the top, so the reverb doesn't get fizzy or muddy. For delay, try echo with a very subtle rhythmic repeat, maybe 1/8 or 1/16 dotted. Keep the feedback low, maybe 10 to 25%, and filter it so it doesn't clutter the groove. A tiny, delayed rim hit can create that classic interlocking jungle motion. Now, if you want this to function as a DJ tool, arrangement matters a lot. Build the percussion in phrases. For example, the first four bars can be the basic groove. Bars 5 through 8 can add a shaker or a rim variation. Bars 9 through 12 can introduce a small fill or ride burst. Then the final section can thin out or shift slightly, so it works for mix out or re-entry. This is where variation becomes really powerful. You can create a main loop, an alternate loop, and a fill loop. That gives you flexibility without having to rebuild the whole pattern each time. Another strong move is to alternate two percussion personalities, one version that is tighter and drier, and another that's looser and noisier. Then switch between them every 8 or 16 bars. That keeps the groove moving without making the arrangement complicated. A great advanced trick is the ghost lane. Duplicate the percussion MIDI clip, strip it down to very low velocity hits, then process that copy a bit harder and tuck it underneath the main layer. This gives you a subliminal pulse and extra density without obvious clutter. It's one of those moves that makes people feel the groove before they consciously notice it. You can also add controlled instability. One hit slightly late, one accent a bit harder, one missing note in the phrase. Just enough to make the loop feel played, not copied. That small irregularity is a big part of classic jungle character. When you're close, always check the layer against the bass. This is crucial. In jungle and DNB, bass can easily mask percussion in the 1 to 4 kHz range, or percussion can fight the bass if the low mids are too full. If the snare loses snap when the percussion is on, reduce some upper mids or shift the timing slightly so it sits around the snare instead of on top of it. If needed, dip the percussion around 2 to 4 kHz or reduce some low mid buildup in the bus. Then print it, freeze and flatten, or resample the percussion bus to audio. This lets you hear it as a real production element instead of a live MIDI sketch. Test it on headphones, on monitors, at low volume, and in mono. If it still grooves when it's quiet, it's probably balanced well. If it only sounds exciting when it's loud and wide, it needs more work. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the percussion too loud. If it calls attention to itself, it's probably too forward for this style. Don't high pass so aggressively that everything loses body. Don't quantize every note perfectly. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't overwiden the whole percussion bus. And don't fight the snare. The snare is the reference. Respect its space. If you want a darker, heavier flavor, add grit intentionally. A little saturator, drum bus, or even redux can give the percussion some dusty edge. You can also build a parallel crush layer by duplicating the percussion bus, heavily compressing and saturating that duplicate, then blending it in quietly. That gives you weight without killing the groove. And don't forget negative space. In dark DNB, the gaps are part of the energy. Leaving a few holes can make the next hit feel much bigger. So here's the full workflow in one sentence. Start with a strong break. Add sparse and functional percussion. Balance it by ear and frequency. Clean and shape it lightly. Add swing and controlled width. Bus it together and arrange it in phrases that feel good for mixing. Your goal is simple. The percussion should be noticeable when it's muted, but not distractingly loud when it's active.